with all things Melbourne Rebels. You can watch the Rebels this Saturday at 2:35 on Stan. How good is that? They take on the Crusaders. And joining us from the Rebels is Ed Craig. Ed, good morning, mate. Thanks for your time.
All good, Kane. How are you?
Hey, mate. Last year, you were a teacher. Explain the transition to where you are now for us, if you don't mind.
I've had a bit of a unique run to professional rugby. I was teaching last year at a school in Sydney called Barker College. And I actually had a bit of a stint with the Reds. They needed an injury cover. So that school luckily let me take 6 weeks unpaid leave. And were happy to let me go and had a crack there. And then, yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to be offered an opportunity at the Rebels this year. And so kind of quit the job and took the leap.
And is it a decision that, well, clearly you don't regret it. Was it a hard decision, I guess, is what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, man, it was actually a bit of a tricky one because I was going from, you know, a comfortable life with a decent salary to kind of dropping back to kind of being an entry-level rugby player. Mm. And so I was kind of, you know, brought back from kind of, you know, middle class back down to bin juice. it was good. So I was kind of, you know, a lot of the guys in the similar stage at me at the Rebels were a bit younger. So, yeah, it was an interesting experience. Definitely not one I regret so far. Had some pretty cool experiences. So, it was a bit of a change, but, you know, all my friends and family supported me. And, you know, you'd be crazy not to take up an opportunity to play rugby full time. It's the dream, really, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. We see that a lot across all sports, that the dream and the lure of getting there and having another shot at it. How have you coped with the training, preparing your body? Has there been any injuries that popped up? Like, do you feel prepared?
Yeah, pre-season was a bit of a slog, tell you what. I was sitting in a chair, teaching classes all day, 7 days a week. And then the next week I was running, you know, heaps of meters every day and training full time. So I had, you know, my knees took a little while to recover. They took a while to kind of catch up to the load. Rugby is hard in a different way. You get a bit more free time perhaps than I did when I was, in the teaching world. But it's just as hard, but just in a different way. You know, mentally kind of gearing up for a big physical session day after day. That was kind of the biggest change, I think, the mental drain it takes to get yourself ready.
Ed Craig joins us from the Melbourne Rebels this morning. So a couple of appearances for yourself. What happens when you don't get picked? Where do you play?
Yeah, well, it's interesting for the Melbourne team. They want us playing, you know, the best rugby we can. So I'm from Sydney originally, and so I have a link, you know, with a good club, Easter, up there. So players from Sydney and from Brisbane, when you're not in the 23, they kind of release you and they let you go back to club training on a Thursday night. And then you get to run out for your club side on the weekend. And, you know, while we want to be playing for the Rebels, you know, playing footy is important, getting minutes under the belt. You know, it's good for match fitness and just keeping up the skills. So, they're pretty good in Melbourne that they let us go back. And some players play locally, particularly guys that grew up there and have allegiances to clubs there. And that's really healthy for the system and the program. And we want to be developing Melbourne guys. And so they're pretty big on that. And that's good. But for guys like myself who, you know, already have a club and a relationship with, you know, a club interstate, they let us go back and do that.
Yeah, so I think from what I'm reading and hearing, that's where you've resonated with the dressing room, the impact that you've had with your perspective and the influence that you can have on some of the younger teammates. Who are some of the young guns that you've identified that have a big future in Melbourne and at the Rebels?
Well, you got the guy starting this week. Glenny Vahu is a guy that's been in Melbourne for a couple of years now. Him and his brother have kind of made the move, and they're really enjoying it there. This is his first start this week. But I think guys that are really kind of Melbourne heart, Melbourne locals, you got guys that are already succeeding, guys like Trevor Hosea, who's been in the Wallaby squad, and Robbie Otis had an absolute standout season. I reckon you can expect to see him in Wallaby's colours, this year, if not in the next couple of years as well. Those guys that have grown up in Melbourne, and they're absolutely killing it at the moment. Yeah.
Mm. Well said. And thanks for sharing that with us. Hey, mate, you grew up in Sydney. What is it about Melbourne? I know it's such a tough time for so many in Melbourne currently and in the last 18 months, but what have you enjoyed about Melbourne, and have you fallen in love with the place?
Well, I'm lucky that I'll enjoy my coffee. And so that's a pretty good
Good
match
start.
for Melbourne. So I've been, my local Joe Frank down Ashburton, I've been really enjoying going down, grabbing a brew from there, and talking to their baristas about beans and whatnot. So the coffee culture, when we've got minutes, time between the gym and a field session or whatever, we're all going, sitting at a cafe and have a coffee. So I've really enjoyed kind of, enjoying the cafe culture. That's probably my main takeaway. But I don't know, the beaches also have been quite good, particularly when it was still hot. I'd regularly go down to Port Melbourne or somewhere and just lay in the sun and soak up the rays.
Good man. Hey, mate, it's a great story. I really appreciate you sharing it with us. It's not the typical story, and it's a great insight into, I guess, living the dream and chasing the lure of being a professional athlete. And we appreciate you sharing it with us this morning.
Yeah, all good. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Ed Craig from the Melbourne Rebels. Don't forget, you can watch the Rebels.